Welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. We're dedicated to helping you earn more as an entertainer. Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here, and in this episode of the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast, I want to talk to you about taking the wow factor to a whole new level. You know, we all aim to do an absolutely great job and make our clients happy and keep them on our client roster for a really long time. But it takes a little bit more effort to create exceptional client relationships, and the relationships that become partnerships and last for a long term really lead to a lot of enjoyment on both sides. So it's not just about doing a good job or even exceeding the client's expectations. It's about the entire experience and providing an exceptional experience that it requires consistency. So in this podcast, I want to talk to you about a few ways to consistently carry excellence through all the stages of a relationship with a client and create a more memorable experience for them, to make it more likely for them to come back and recommend you to other people. So in the very first stage, it's the prospect stage, right? So at this point, your hands-on knowledge and experience is relatively unproven. Sure, you might have a few testimonials out there and all that stuff, but the client hires you based on a number of factors, like what you've done in the past, the word of mouth, your likability, your perceived value, and that is all bolstered by the direct communication that you have with the client, be it email or Facebook or through phone calls. And during this stage, it's really communication focused. The primary wow factor with the client here is responsiveness. So when you're prospecting and when you're really getting to know the client, to before you even start working with them, the prospecting stage, the more quickly you respond to all their messages, it's going to create a sense of trust. And that's really the wow factor here. To take it a step further, you might be able to anticipate and answer potential questions as well. So you can go out of your way to give them exactly the information they want, even if they don't ask for it directly. So this kind of communication really early on in the process really is going to set the stage for what the client can expect during the rest of the relationship. The next part of the relationship is the project stage or the show stage. So once you begin working together, solid communication is key. You need to have your follow-up sequences ready. You need to be able to tell them what's going on. They need to be able to tell you what's going on as well. It's also expected that you're very responsive. It's in fact vital that you are super responsive as well. So the client probably wouldn't be working with you if you were difficult to communicate with. So make sure you're easy to communicate with and don't require them to nag or track you down to get things done. To go beyond the standard in this stage, when you're working with them waiting for the gig to come, well, you want to make sure the entire process is as easy as possible for the client. During this, you can take the lead and really drive the show forward, making suggestions when appropriate for things like public shows that you're doing. And it's important to let the client take the lead and have the chance to contribute as well. So if they have an idea that they want to run by you and you want to actually prove that you're more than just some entertainer that doesn't help, well, have that can-do attitude, tempered with a dose of reality, of course, but have that can-do attitude where you can help them and elevate that experience that you're giving them as a good experience with an entertainer to an absolute great experience with an entertainer. Now, imagine you're done working the show and this is where most client or most entertainers let the client drop off and let their relationship fail. So just because you've done the show and you've been paid in full, and it might be really tempting just to move on and try to find a new client, physically and mentally, well, now's the time to double down and make a statement about the value that you provide. You see, once a project's complete, you can give the client even more that they need. If there's more steps to the project that don't involve you directly, or maybe they need to find entertainment for the next year, maybe they want to go with somebody else, well, help them find that new person. Make sure that this is not the end of the road. Make sure that you are serving them in a way that maybe you won't book next year, but you're going to book 2 years from now. Build that dynamic relationship. Ask them for referrals at this point. Now might be the perfect time to address the needs of the client in something like their sales process, if you are an entertainer that just worked their Christmas party and you know that you could help their trade sale process. The thing is to continue the relationship and avoid the dead stop, because you want to go back again and again and again. And finally, nothing is going to speak more to your long-term relationship than asking for feedback. Ask the client what it was like working with you, especially what you can do better. Because if you can do better for them, chances are that you're doing better for everybody. Then implement that changes based on feedback. This is going to send a huge message to them that you listen and are dedicated to making your relationship better and having a better show every single time and building a real client base. So, what do you do, or what are you doing this week to go above and beyond your client's expectations? That's my question to you. You can talk to me over on the Marketing for Entertainers Forum, the Showbiz Success Secrets Forum on Facebook. Both of those are on Facebook. And for more resources, go to the showbizsuccesssecrets.com website. If you want to be a guest, I'd be glad to have you on, as long as it serves my people. Thank you very much for listening. Send me a message over at Jesse Lewis Hypnosis on Facebook, and I'll be glad to help you out if you want to be a guest. If you have any questions, you can also private message me as well, and we'll see if we can help you out. Thanks so much. Have a great day.